Welcome to Guys We Fuck,
the anti-slut shaming podcast.
Yo, you having sex?
I'm Christina Hutchins.
I'm Corinne Fisher.
And I'm fuck your boyfriend. Bring us your slutty, your horny, and your shame.
Hey, you a slut?
Yes. Okay.
Let's talk about fucking.
Hey, what up, fuckers? How you doing? Where you been? You hydrated? Wear a helmet, please. Welcome to another episode of Guys We Fucked.
It's the anti-slut shaming podcast. I'm Corinne Fisher.
I'm Christina Hutchinson.
Welcome to the show.
Do you want to email us? Oh, you do? It's sorryaboutlastnightshow@gmail.com. Today's subject line, Halloween date from hell. Hurt me beyond belief hours before I was going to dump him. Ah, don't you hate that?
That's interesting that he would even have the power to hurt you if you were going to dump him anyway.
Yeah, we'll see. OG fucker, greetings, Corinne, Christina, and Mike. OG fucker here. Thank you for being the trailblazers that you are. If I hadn't been listening to Guys We Fucked for the duration of my 11-year relationship, I don't think I'd be as safe and smart in dating as I am today. Thank you. With that, let's get into the insanity that was Halloween 2023. My name is Monica. Fine, he's on the podcast. Cool. I'm a 34-year-old female living in Colorado with a love for Halloween as deep as Corinne's. I was incredibly intentional about Halloween this year, buying party tickets and assembling my dominatrix Barbie costume months in advance. Nice. I committed so hard to this costume that I literally dyed my hair black. In April 2023, I matched with this doctor. We'll call him Not Awesome. For those in studio, his real name is... Okay, cool. We'll call him Not Awesome. I see. 35-year-old male. By the end of October, we had been hanging out for a little over 6 months, seeing each other 1 to 3 times a week and explicitly sexually exclusive. Classic situationship. It's the Friday night of Halloween weekend, October 27th, and I host a house party with all of my friends. The party was Barbie Pink Out. So the idea was to wear pink, super simple. People complained when I asked for costumes last year. Ugh. Everyone understood the assignment. Not Awesome shows up super late in jeans and not pink. Bart Simpson sweatshirt. Ugh. Immediately upon arriving, he takes my drink away, saying I was too drunk. Okay, ew. You don't want to be the most fucked up person here. You're way more lit than your guests. After less than an hour at my house, he pulls me aside, tells me he's leaving to go catch up with the boys, and he'll come back when all of your guests have left. Ew. Not Awesome gets back to my house at 2:30, 3 a.m. and butt fucks me. Not my favorite, his favorite. Oh boy. Is it ever the woman's favorite? I feel like never. When we go to sleep, I see him close out his apps on his phone. Next morning, he butt fucks me again. Okay, that's not good. You can't, no.
This guy's having a great,
yeah, you should tell
24
him that,
hours.
You should tell him that you don't like butt fucking. I highly recommend. I mean, hopefully this person is in the past, though.
What a
run. You don't got to tell him. I get up, make us breakfast. We're chilling on the couch.
I mean, that was your mistake.
Yes,
you're going to make breakfast for someone who butt fucks you twice in 24 hours and left your party and didn't show up in costume. The thing is, I was like, he was getting kicked out when he showed up not in pink.
Absolutely.
No dress code to get kicked out.
And then, I'll show up later when none of your friends are here. Go fuck yourself.
I mean, I would love to do that. I was taking notes on his for that. I'll do that to my boyfriends in the future.
I make us breakfast. We're chilling on the couch watching TV, and I watch him close his apps, one of which is Tinder. This means he's busted a nut in my ass, is laying in my bed, dick covered in my juices.
Oh boy.
And looking at girls. Graphic. While I make him food.
Yeah, exactly. You nailed it.
Yeah, I chose to not say anything about this because I had planned to dump him after the Halloween party happening that night anyway.
Why'd you let him get 2 butt fucks in when you were thinking
food?
About a breakup?
2 butt fucks and breakfast?
Oh, my
no, no,
Lord.
No, my friend. Fast forward to later that Saturday evening, 10:28, to the party at a hotel a good several miles away from where I live in Colorado. Our tickets were upgraded to VIP. Why is he coming with you? Access. What the fuck is wrong with me? So we have access to open bar that's in a hotel room suite, main party in lobby. He tells me to make him jealous. I fucking hate this guy. I tell him that I do not want to make him jealous. Oh, he tells me to make him jealous. I tell him that I do not want him to make me jealous. Okay. I flirt with guys and girls alike, not to mention I am so fucked up. Typically, my experience is to attend an event with someone I'm seeing, and we both flirt and are charming with others because we know we will go home together and fuck each other.
I am going to step in at this point and say, it's
okay?
Like, normally it seems like I wouldn't like when he took your drink away, but it seems like Perhaps he did have your best interests.
Not when he butt fucked you, but maybe when he took your drink away.
Yeah.
So we're in VIP, not a large hotel room at all. And he's talking to someone. I turn around to chat with a girl, waiting for him to wrap up and reconnect with me. Then I realize, damn, I've been talking to these people for a while. Where is this dude? I turn around and he was nowhere to be found. I circle the suite, nowhere. I check the hall. Nope. I'm now dropping into absolute panic mode and I'm scared.
Why? Who the piece fuck of shit left? A man is missing. You're fine. He's fine.
I'm asking the bouncers and they're saying, oh, he came by like 15 minutes ago. I think he was going out for a cigarette. I am so fucked up. So I ditch my drink. Good. Walking around with literally only a whip on me. Oh, I'm now fully panicking about how I'm going to get home when he has my phone.
Oh, that's why you care.
Okay. Yeah. That's okay. That makes sense. With each passing minute, I'm also just growing the rage towards him for ditching me and leaving me when I was so fucked up.
He's not your caretaker, though, also, okay? Can you
imagine?
That's
very true.
I've had guys like, you know, oh my God, this is an infamous story for my 21st birthday when my much older boyfriend got so fucked up on my 21st birthday that I couldn't get fucked up when that was literally why I flew us to Vegas. Well, he paid for it. I was like, that's why we went to Vegas. And I was so upset about that. Yeah. At least he paid for it, though.
That's good, at least. When I finally see him walking into the VIP suite from the main party, I charge at him from across the room, shoving him with all my might.
That's not good. This is also
and
toxic.
He fell back into a big planter. I'm screaming, "What the fuck is wrong with you?" Okay, you gotta go to therapy, girl. What the fuck are you doing, leaving me when I'm so fucked up? I was looking for you. I mean, that's a lie. You both need therapy. I continue to scream, but fucking shit, I was right there in the same room the whole time. Then my brain clicked and I realized what I had done. I've never laid a hand on anyone before and it freaked me out. Good, it fucking should. So I immediately start apologizing. In retrospect, I'm also acknowledging that I was other people's crazy Halloween story.
All right.
Yes,
good,
you were.
Good.
Okay, I love this honesty. Love it. There's no way that half the people there didn't see this or hear me screaming at him. I don't love that I'm the one who looked crazy here. You would think this would have been enough for me, for him to be on his best behavior the rest of the evening. Nah, really. So we reconnect and all of a sudden his liquor catches up to him and he's got to sit down. I just want to go dance so bad. The whole point for me of going to a party. He insists that I should go out and have my fun, but I'd be pissed if he ditched me when I was feeling awful, so I stayed seated next to him. Oh, Jesus. Shortly thereafter, it's 2 a.m., and they start rallying us out of the suite, and we head out hand in hand with me following behind. When we step into the hotel hallway, he makes a turn, takes a few steps, drops my hand, and leans against a wall opposite me, right up on a girl. I stand there in utter shock and disbelief that this is even happening, let alone right in front of me. So I turn and walked away because I don't want to watch him hitting on a girl right in front of me. There was nowhere to go the direction that I walked, so I turned around, and when I approached them again, she has his phone in her hand. Jaw on the floor, I keep walking, and I wait out in the lobby.
I don't understand how someone you don't care about anymore can be making you jealous at all. Like, yeah, he obviously has some power over
to me,
you.
I'm like, you just care about winning, or he has some power over
yeah,
you.
Yeah, like, what is going on here?
I finally see this woman leave. I'm sorry, but what is wrong with this chick? What is wrong with this chick? What's wrong with him?
What's
Hello?
Wrong with you?
Yes, both of you, motherfuckers.
Yeah, this whole situation sounded pretty
Girl,
bad.
You're, what? This is dumb bitch personified. Do you know? Like, being a dumb bitch is going against yourself. When we call people dumb, don't be a dumb bitch, or you were being a dumb bitch, that means you went against yourself. You went against yourself in a lot, like so many times
the whole
so
time.
Far. So I walk back to the hallway where Not Awesome is standing and screamed at him again. Oh, that'll help. What the fuck is wrong with you? Did you really just ask for a girl's number while I was standing next to you? He responds, you were down the hall and we're open. But you're here with me, I say, and follow with, you know what this has done. I've been over here making you a part of my life and falling in love with you. How? And you while falling in love with you while I'm barely a piece of your life.
Huh?
See, that's your bad. Girl.
Huh?
That's your bad.
But you were going to break up with him anyway. It seems like you just wanted to get through Halloween because it's important to you and you didn't want to do it single, which we've all done, but like, be honest about what it is.
What a yeah. night from hell.
His response to me saying I loved him. Whoa, that's a big word.
I'm on this guy's side.
I am too.
Yeah, me three. We get to the car and he says he's too fucked up to drive me home and lays down to take a nap. Jesus. Guys, don't. Everybody's a fucking alcoholic. We just put down the drink for a fucking second. Jesus.
Yeah, it's like if you
drink your problems away. That's
and if you
stupid.
Go out knowing that you're going to get fucked up, you need to either have a hotel room where you can stay for the night set up for yourself or a safe ride home.
Yeah.
Like you have to think
I'm
about
assuming you're
things.
In an area that doesn't have like Uber readily available. We get in the car. He says he's too fucked up to drive me home, lays down to take a nap. I end up in the fetal position in the front seat sobbing. He sits up and starts yelling excuses at me and trying to gaslight me about how my behavior justified him asking for that girl's number. She doesn't even matter. If she were standing here right in front of the car, I wouldn't even recognize her. Oh, great. Wow, you're both top notch. Not helping yourself, dude. You were all up on that bartender and ditched me on the couch to go flirt with him. So how is it fair that you're all mad about me getting a girl's number? Followed by a bunch of other hurtful nonsense. Mm-hmm. He lays back down and I move into an anxiety attack. Now fetal position
but
on the passenger seat.
You seemingly caused
floor.
Yourself.
Yeah, you did. He sits back up and says, call an Uber. We'll split. Wait, there was Uber available the whole fucking time?
Well, they didn't. Oh, they had their phone. Car. They didn't, and they didn't want to leave their car there. Most people, that's the problem. Okay. They should have Ubered there as well.
Right.
Call an Uber. We'll split it. Let's get you out of here. It's clearly not healthy for you to be around me. I ordered the Uber and on the way home realized I've left my keys, ID, and some other shit in his car. God. You got to drink less, girl. Okay?
Oh, my God.
You have to drink less.
Oh, dear.
Thank God I have a spare key hid so I could get in my house, but this meant I had to see him again. Not awesome, shows up to my house on Sunday, 10:29, and doesn't even pull into the driveway. He is conveniently on the phone with his dad, so he can't talk. Honestly, good. And gives me $21 cash to cover his part of the Uber.
That was
I tell
nice.
Him, yeah, I tell him no, literally insulting at this point. It doesn't matter, and don't give me money. He says, come on, take it. I told you I'd split the ride. Let me be a gentleman here. A gentleman? Really? More like a 40% a gentleman. The Uber was $45. I tip mine.
Okay, now
you're focused
being,
on the wrong shit.
Oh my God.
You are focused on absolutely the wrong shit.
Nitpicky and ridiculous. You're saying it was insulting, and then you're going down to the dollar that he didn't give you enough money.
You are
stop.
You
it.
Are contradicting yourself left and right here.
Stop.
You
it.
need therapy. And look, that's not an insult. Everyone fucking needs therapy. Oh you God. Really need it because you know what? Deep down, there is a functional person in you. I know that there is. So let's get her out. Let's introduce her to the world or reintroduce her rather. And you know what the kicker was of all of this? It was my fucking birthday.
Okay.
Well, you're not going to forget it. In reflection, I seem to have a pattern of ending up with guys who supposedly adore me, but won't make a commitment to me while I fall head over heels for them.
Nothing about this guy's behavior said he adored you.
No, not a one damn thing, girl. You are not present when you're in these relationships. As my hairstylist kindly pointed out, do you think you keep dating emotionally unavailable men? Absolutely. Seemingly, exclusively. How do you even screen for emotional availability in the first few dates? Well, you're going to love our next week's episode.
You have to be sober and emotionally available yourself and also on the same page with yourself about what you want. You're saying this guy doesn't matter. You're in a situationship. Then you're saying you love him. Like, you're not being clear.
Yeah.
This guy actually, I mean, I'm not saying he's the best guy in the world, but he was pretty clear.
Yeah.
He told you who he is and what it was from what you're telling us, right? And you're going back and forth wildly about what it was. You're saying it doesn't matter, and you don't love him. Like, there's no clarity.
This makes
here.
No sense.
I'm confused.
Yeah, knowing that I really do want a relationship.
There you go. There's the answer.
And my biggest turn on is intimacy.
Oh my God! Wow.
Well, you're not acting like it.
Oh my goodness!
I'm testing out some new boundaries. No raw dogging me unless one. Agreement to both stop using dating apps.
I hope you're 22. Otherwise, this email is
I fucking
horrifying.
Hope so, too. Two, dude, if you're in your 30s,
I'm so sorry.
Go to therapy for Christmas.
I got to be honest. This is one of the funniest for her first boundary to be no raw dogging.
That's rough. That's rough.
I could not stop. I couldn't
that's
hold it
rough.
In.
That's fine, Mike.
It's all right.
It's okay.
You need to. I hope that the person who wrote this, I hope you're listening.
But I mean,
really hope you are.
Even going really down to how she dressed up for Halloween, right? You're looking for intimacy in a relationship and you're going out as dominatrix Barbie. And that's not slut shaming. Like, I just think it seems to be a real disconnect.
You're putting on a lot
what you want
masks.
And who you really are.
Yes.
And how you are presenting yourself to people in your life and the world.
You're lying to yourself.
You know?
You're lying to yourself. And I don't know. It's your job to find the truth. It's not anybody else's job except yours. Okay, I'm testing out new boundaries. No raw dogging me unless one agreement to both stop using dating apps.
It was funny the second time, too. That should
be... It really
that
is.
No, you're right, Mike. You're right. That shouldn't even be on your list, dude. Number two,
no raw dogging.
Number two.
Also, I hope when you're you don't say raw dogging to the guys, because they're not going to take you seriously if you were actually refer to it as raw dogging.
Yeah. Okay. Number two, explicit monogamy in all senses of the word. Well, that's good because it seems like that's what you want. Although I would say don't fucking date until you've been to therapy for a while. Okay. Number three, a relationship label. I would say number one should be therapy, okay? This was more of a therapeutic writing for me, but I hope you got some entertainment out of it. Oh, we did. The bar is on the floor, ladies. More stories to come. Well, I hope no more stories to come. Because also, I hope you go to fucking therapy.
And also in this email, I feel like you wrote us this email trying
to... Ha ha, I'm a hot mess. Isn't that funny?
Well, and also to showcase, look at these dirt bags I date. It's all these guys' problems. Dude, when we read that email,
you are the
it's
problem.
Actually mostly your problem.
You are the fucking problem here. And so you have to accept that. Don't feel fucking bad for yourself, girl. Stop it. Stop drinking. Stop.
Sorry. Yeah.
She said that he really dumped her that night. Did I have...
Who the fuck knows what happened?
I don't even know. Yeah, right. I don't even know.
Because
I don't think she got to the part where he... like formally
and
dumped
also,
her.
Who the hell knows how that night really went? When you were that drunk, I'm sure there was some like brownout or something happening. Like, who knows?
Dude, you gotta chill. You gotta fucking chill. That shit is not cute.
No.
It's not cute. It's not ha ha. And if
like
you have friends in your life that are like, ha ha ha, crazy, they're bad fucking friends. Do you understand me? They're bad friends, okay? It's the season of Christmas, and I'm here to tell you that the best gift that you can give yourself is motherfucking therapy and meditating and putting down the goddamn alcohol, okay?
Yeah,
that
was
rather...
I
don't know why I'm so mad at you, but I am.
That was a rather unaware email.
Mm. Yeah. But you know what? I know I'm mad at you. Because you have a fucking wonderful human being in there that's ready to explore the world and be curious and set goals for herself and do all these beautiful things, and you're just fucking wasting that opportunity. Mm. That's why I'm fucking mad at you.
Mm-hmm.
But it's because I care.
And there's plenty of reasons I'm mad at you, because there's plenty of reasons to be mad at men, but that wasn't one of
that
them.
That was not even close.
I love being mad at men, but that wasn't it.
Yeah, no, it wasn't it. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Getting stuff off your chest is incredible. It's so therapeutic. We all carry around different stressors. Some of them are big, some of them are small, a lot of them are very big. But we keep them bottled up, and it could start affecting us negatively. And then we act like a jerk to the people we love. And we're like, this is not how I want to be. Therapy has saved my life personally. There are so many benefits of it. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. And it isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. Although if you have experienced major trauma, highly recommend. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designated to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. You just fill out a questionnaire and you get matched with a licensed therapist, and you could switch at any time. Finding a therapist is like dating. They're not all going to work out in the first try. BetterHelp understands that. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/guys to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/guys. Guys, the weather's getting warmer. It's time to say goodbye to your jackets and all your sweaters, and you got to refresh your wardrobe. Well, luckily, I found Quince, and now you have too, because you're listening to this. Now I've got a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic year after year. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And if you go to their website, the amount of categories, they have travel, lookbooks, men, women, home, babies, and kids. Their stuff is so cute. So I own a couple items from Quince, and one of them is the Italian leather hand-woven crossbody purse in green, emerald, and I get compliments on it all the time. It's a small purse, which I really love because then I don't put as many things in it. Guys, Quince is amazing. They have very luxury items for very cheap prices. Get warm weather ready, baby, with Quince. Go to quince.com/GWF for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/GWF to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/GWF. Hey, speaking of being mad at men, come see us live. Just kidding. Okay, so we have three shows coming up that Corinne and I are doing together, which is very exciting. The first one is New Year's Eve.
This is the rundown. Yeah, Corinne Fisher's Morbid New Year's Eve, December 31st, New York Comedy Club, East Village, 6 p.m. Perfect way. I know. Oh, Corinne, that's early. Yeah, New Year's Eve starts exactly. early. And if you know, don't know that, you're not doing New Year's Eve right. So you go, you show up, you have a couple cocktails at New York Comedy Club, East Village. You enjoy the show. It's me. It's Christina Hutchinson, yeah. John Campanelli, Justin Silver, Ryan Long, Chloe LaBranche. Going to be so fun. This show was so killer last year, if anyone was there.
So fun.
Wow. We tell fucked up jokes to end the year. And then you go on to whatever you're going to do next. Ticket link is up for that on the New York Comedy Club website, on my link tree at Philanthropy Gal on Instagram or on X/Twitter. It's all there. Then moving on to February, we have some shows in both New York and LA.
Yes, February 1st, New York City. It's our first Guys We Fucked Live at the MasterCard Midnight Theater. In New York City. So make sure you come to that February 1st. I believe
ticket link
Thursday.
Is live for that. It's a Thursday.
Yes, it's in our bios.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And then motherfucking Los Angeles. What are you doing for Valentine's Day? That's the Guys We Fuck national holidays, Valentine's mm-hmm. Day. Mm-hmm. And we want to invite you to come see us co-headline the main room at the Comedy Store. It is going to be an evening to remember. Come by yourself. Come with a bunch of friends. Come with
well,
the
we're doing
you're
Guys
fucking.
We Fucked Live. That one.
Are we doing?
That's, I believe that's what they booked. So I think
okay,
that's what we
sweet.
Have to do.
Hell yeah. Fucking sick.
So it will be like come a, see us. Guys We Fucked Experience kind of show.
Oh, perfect.
We
oh,
haven't done
fun.
That since like 2018
that'll
in LA.
Yeah. At that comedy festival under that tent.
Yeah.
That was really fun.
Yeah.
This is a fun fucking show, guys.
Yeah. This will be super, super fun.
And then me, Christina, I have some solo headlining gigs coming up. New Brunswick, New Jersey, January 4th through the 6th, The Stress Factory. I'm headlining Hasbrook Heights, New Jersey at Bananas, February 9th and 10th. Springfield, Missouri, March 22nd and 23rd. I'm going to be headlining The Blue Room. All ticket links are in my bio. On the social media pages and Patreon. Once a week, I host a group Zoom Sherapy, and it's fucking great. Okay, I think that girl should come. But you know, I totally understand if you don't want to. You could sign up by going to patreon.com/Christina Hutchinson. That link is also in my bio. And then I have a solo podcast called The Voices in Our Heads, where I dive into a self-help book every episode that I'm really loving. And this past week, it was The Way We Live is the Way We Die. I'm pretty sure that was what it was called. It was Pema Chodron. And it was a great book. And I also had my friend Ollie on. And it was really fun. So you can listen to that anywhere you get your podcasts.
Wait, are you not promoting your January live date yet or no?
Oh, fuck. I forgot. There's so many things. Oh, gosh. Yes. Thank you so much for that. Wait, what? I fucking totally forgot. I'm so excited for that. Wait, what? January 20th is a Saturday. I'm so excited. Daniel Pinchback is an author. He's my co-host of Wait, What? That is a show all about things that completely defy what you thought was real in the world. So aliens, ghosts, the healing power of psychedelic medicine, all that kind of shit. And on Saturday, January 20th, we have our premiere show. It's going to be a live show. And I highly encourage, if you're in New York City that date, get a ticket. The link is not up yet, but it will be up soon, probably after Christmas. We want to do a town hall thing at the end of the show where anybody who has experiences with like a crazy psychedelic experience, or if they have spiritual powers, if they could talk to ghosts, talk to dead people, or if you've been abducted by aliens or you've had experiences with aliens, we want to hear from you.
I want to hear from that too.
Yeah,
specifically if you've been abducted by aliens.
Honestly, me too. There's a lot of people. There's more people than you would assume that have claimed to have been abducted by aliens. And I got to say, I want to hear your fucking stories. I want to hear them. And so we're doing a live show. I think it's going to be 8:30 p.m. And our special guest is motherfucking John Ronson.
My fiance. And,
yes.
No, he's married.
And he has so many stories about like witchy ghost shit. And he's like very giddy and excited to share them, which I cannot wait. It's going to be one of the best nights ever. So you should come on down. Thank you for that reminder, Chris.
You got it. And then Washington, D.C., I'm headlining the D.C. Comedy Loft February 29th through March 2nd. You guys have known about that for a while. And I know it's hard, you know, in 2023 to buy tickets for 2024. But I would say time is now. I haven't checked on ticket sales. Who knows? Maybe they're great. I have no idea. Yeah. But buy tickets for that. The link is up in the link tree at Philanthropy Gal, and also at, on Instagram and on X/Twitter and Threads and wherever you have access to me too much perhaps And then there again, I have a limited amount of tour dates coming up in 2024, but I will be going to other places other than LA. And obviously check out a Gash slasher comedy at the Comedy Store in LA too. Dates will be forthcoming for that. And if you want to hear me on my solo podcast about news, social issues, that kind of thing, we talk a lot about domestic violence, animal welfare, but it's fun. It's not too serious. Like, we're talking about serious things. It's a little more serious than Guys We Fucked, but it's still, you know, I'm still talking about it with a comedian's voice. So I feel like it's accessible to anyone. We're not trying to do highbrow collegiate work here. It's not academia. So check out Without a Country. It comes out on YouTube every Wednesday night. I do recommend watching the video version, but of course we have all audio versions too on Luminary and Apple and Spotify and wherever you listen to podcasts. And I highly recommend us starting to think about the 2024 presidential election now and looking into who's going to be running, the issues that matter to you, because that'll be around before you know it.
If you don't vote, you can't complain.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, our guest.
Yeah.
He's just fantastic. We're so excited. He's a stand-up comedian, very funny motherfucker. And he has a comedy special that's available now for you to watch called The Blue-Eyed Mexican.
It's on YouTube.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the show,
Shane Torres.
Here with stand-up comedian Shane Torres. So happy to have you on.
Thanks for
the show.
Having me back.
We were talking about women showing up and stalking men. Men never do that for us. Well, no, you've gotten stalked.
Men do that. Men stalk all the time, Christina.
Not
speak
me.
For yourself. They're literally getting arrested for it and all the time.
This is not where I thought we would start.
Yeah, men are the stalkers.
Yeah. Women stalk a lot too. Like, you know, like
anybody
David Letterman had a very serious stalker.
I stalk. He stalks. We all.
We all. Wait, Shane.
Have you?
No.
I've certainly followed people home. Not even people I know.
But just to
I'm
make
just
sure.
Like, what's your life like?
I like but how just, even killed sure. you said that.
Yeah.
I've certainly followed people
home.
Well,
I don't know them. I just pick them out on the subway and I go, I don't know, where are you going? And then I'll just follow them for like a block. And I'm like, that was cool.
Oh, that's
and
well, what's their crazy. Life like?
And they're like, oh, are you following me? And you're like, no, I just like your shoes. Or yeah. You're like, you're just like.
Who are you? I got to go. It was the garment.
I took this napkin from the restaurant we were both in that you used or something.
Oh my God.
And your spittles. What's the stockiest you've ever gotten?
Stockiest?
Like, yeah.
I'm pretty stocky.
Really?
It was a joke about my shape.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, I literally right thought you said
I'm built for power.
Yeah, I thought you were like, what are you weighing in at these days, Shane? Yes.
I have to go to the doctor tomorrow, and I am having anxiety about that.
No.
It's going to be okay.
It'll be fine. He's just going to tell me what's wrong with my body.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
That's what doctors are for.
It's a good start. The stockiest I've ever been?
Yeah, in terms of like obsessive over a woman.
Like post high, like we're talking like grown, right?
Or not. If it's interesting, hit us with it.
I mean, I don't think I've like been stalky. I've definitely been like, I was a mopey little fuck when
I
was younger.
Like a woman dumps you and you show up at her work or something.
No.
Or like, That's cool.
That's like.
You yeah. That? No. No, but I mean, like, guys don't do that stuff, but then they do. They
Because
you'd love
I could
it.
Have done something like.
I know.
I have not done that, but I could have done something that creepy and not remember it. You're
right,
like,
right. Because if you're doing it out of love in your head, it's kind of blinded.
It's like a little like.
It's a blackout. It's a love blackout.
Yeah. It's a love.
For sure.
It
makes
sense it was
to
love.
You.
It was love.
Yeah. So you can't see how it's illogical.
Yeah. So I don't, I mean, I'm sure I did something that made somebody like, but like never in danger, but a little. I try to be, but it's leaving me more and more every year. So. And I'm getting better results because of it. So
really? Like on stage?
But on stage, I am done being nice. Yeah. I'm attacking nurses all the time now.
It's,
get them. It's like most of my act ever since.
Well, that's in 2023. That's some edgy shit.
Yeah.
Attacking nurses.
I'm real edgy.
Verbally. Honestly.
People act like, think like I'm like Jezelnik. I push the buttons.
Well, there was a comic on a show I did recently, did a nurse, anti-nurse bit, or like he was making fun of nurses and the tension. I mean,
they get tight.
It was the tension I haven't heard from an audience in a while.
No one likes the truth, you know? Yeah. Well, were you speaking about nurses in a derogatory way because of your experience with like your mom's death or?
No. My mom was a nurse and I have a big like nurse tattoo.
Oh.
You
have a nurse tattoo?
I have a nurse's cap on my arm.
Oh, cute.
With her flowers. But
you know firsthand.
I love nurses, but I think it's funny to go after the thing you care about. Like,
absolutely.
And the thing I do, I just say, I come out, it's like a long story where I have like five or six punchlines about nurses, but I open up with this right now and I just go, you guys probably can't tell this by looking at me, but I'm a hero, like a real one, not like a nurse. And and everyone like snaps, and then I'll be like, are there any nurses here? And they always woo, they'll let you know that they are.
It's
so perfect. It's like very easy. You know, like it's obviously like I'm winking at the camera very heavily at this, but but it is fun to like go after anyone, like first respond. Like, who gives? Heroes, but we're not banging pots and pans
also,
anymore. Like,
you're at a stand-up comedy show. Like my favorite thing that Ryan Reese says is, guys, if you're offended by anything I say, stop and think maybe he's kidding.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a joke. We're joke writers. You know, even if you're making a point, you're writing jokes about your point. So.
Yeah. Sure.
But everyone's prepared to be upset these days. So it's kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a real good. It's a real good time for comedy.
I actually think it is because
it's always
like,
a good time for comedy.
It is. And I think it gets better because I like a tense audience because I don't really say anything that's going to piss a lot of people off. But when I do have something, it feels great.
Yeah. But your act is like, it is not like, you're not going after, like, you're not offending
anybody,
but you are like, you have a lot of energy. You're like, you go at them in a different way.
I'll talk about like, fucking a blind guy could be fun because if you can't find the clit, his seeing eye dog will like nudge his hand in the right direction.
That's not like,
that kind of offensive.
Yeah. Like, my energy is like a baby who's sleepy. I'm just rubbing my eyes with the back of my hands on stage.
And that's the same energy you carry to the bedroom.
Yes. Yeah. I'm an incredible lover. Yeah.
That your next album needs to be called
Incredible Love. That's
like
pretty
that.
Good.
Good merch too.
Yeah, Incredible Love. Yeah, it'll be like pillowcases and sheets.
Yes.
It'll be bed sets.
And it's you, but you on the pillow set. So it's like we can sleep with Shane.
Yeah, but then like maybe we like it's like a nude, but we use Madden's cock. Like we trace it.
We are recording now, Shane.
Whatever. Yeah. Our friend's gonna be so upset that on your popular podcast,
men hate when they say you have
a huge rad dong, and he's doing well and
you
making
know what
money.
I'm happy to hear?
The guy is killing it on all fronts, and he's thin,
and a huge dick.
He's fucking hysterical, and he's beloved.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I love when guys with huge dicks are sweet. I love that. That's my kink.
Yeah,
a guy with a huge hog. Who's very humble about it.
Using the power for good.
Yeah. Spoken like a true hero.
Yeah.
Good for you, and buddy. That was our James Mattern segment.
Yeah.
are you an incredible lover?
I would say
opinion?
I'm generous and eager to please. Like,
ooh,
so
yes.
Like,
okay.
I will
so,
say
yes.
that I will, I'm not physically gifted or talented in that way. But I
but
will
you're
say,
hungry.
I will say I can outwork just about anyone.
Ooh,
and that's like,
pussy
that's,
is
yeah.
what's for dinner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you want to put it that way, that's part of it.
I
yeah.
will like never yeah. forget the two guys that I dated, three, who got off on eating a woman out. I'm like, they need more of your kind. We need more of your kind.
It's fun, though. Like, I mean, like, I know that's like a trope that guys don't like to eat pussy, but is it real? Like, in your experience, also, is it as bad as like, or as, are men as bad about it as like the pop cliche of it?
I haven't found that, but I'm after being with a man who is so got off on eating a woman out, I'm like, why aren't you all like this?
Yeah. Oh, well, yeah, like we all have favorites. That's fucking so, that's like being like, hey, how come you're not all like Michael Jordan when you play basketball?
That's
like,
true.
I know, but my first boyfriend also loved going down on me, and I was like, that was 5 years. So
five years, first boyfriend.
Yeah, then to be kicked out with the rest of you guys.
Yeah, and they're like, I don't know. Yeah, well, did you shower? Well, like, I fucking eat it, asshole.
I've seen a lot of guys who are good at it. Yeah.
Yeah.
And into it.
I just, it is tough. Like when you date people, you collect favorite, like, oh, you do this one thing that I'm like, this is great. And then by the time you get to like your 25th partner, you're like, you have all this whole list of
shit that people can make. Yeah.
Why don't you do any of these 25 things? Yeah. You get the age of the internet.
Of the 25 things on your list, what's the least valuable one? Like pillow talk? Or?
No, is believes in ghosts.
the least valuable.
Like,
I feel like that would be a huge dream. I assume
it's like least valuable to society, but very valuable to me.
Like, no, I'm saying like least valuable to you on this list. Not
it
to
wouldn't
society.
Be on the list if it wasn't valuable, I would say.
But they have varying degrees of value.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. Like the cooking, like when a guy loves to cook and he's good at it, and then he loves to eat a woman out, fucking nice.
So you're all of it's anywhere. Dining.
A lot of it's eating various things, food and that's good.
Yeah, like
sexually adventurous.
If he can make gnocchi, like little pillows.
My boyfriend just made sweet potato gnocchi the other night.
That sounds awful.
Awful?
Sweet potato?
Oh, men don't awesome. Like the sweet potato gourd pumpkin family.
Why?
I don't know. Ask
why?
Them.
Why, Shane? What's your problem?
I like pumpkins.
Well, then, but sweet potato and pumpkin gnocchi are very similar.
Well, I haven't had sweet potato or pumpkin gnocchi, but I don't like sweet potatoes.
Okay.
They're disgusting.
Really?
I don't like the sweet potato fry craze. I'm glad that's over because regular fries are way better.
You got to get the fully loaded sweet potato at Texas Roadhouse, Shane, and you will be changing your tune. Don't
but no, I love a fully loaded potato. Like Texas baked potato Roadhouse. Is one of my favorite searches on Seamless just to get a huge potato sent to me with all the stuff in it. But I want like cheese, broccoli, sour cream,
chocolate. You search baked potatoes on Seamless?
Hell yeah.
Yeah, you search items you want.
Maybe the loneliest thing I've
ever
heard.
It's not lonely. It's fat. I have a fat brain.
That's the loneliest.
No.
My favorite search on Seamless is a baked potato.
What?
I love baked potatoes, and it takes forever.
Did you move here during
the
Irish famine? Like, that's insane.
One of the best things about Wendy's is that they have a baked potato on the menu.
That's absolutely blasphemous.
No, what?
Yeah, but it's
you want to go to a place that makes square hamburgers and serves baked potatoes.
Yeah.
The baked potato at Wendy's rocks.
It's rocks.
You're
Thank you.
Fucking insane.
Thank you.
Yeah, this is awful.
Well, then what do you like to eat?
Yeah.
Pussy. I said that.
Clip it.
I'm an ally.
To the editor.
You want me to eat a baked potato? Or
you're a generous lover.
Baked potatoes.
You're a generous lover.
Yeah.
That's really great. You're in the midst of a heartache, of a broken.
I mean, it was like a little over a year ago now. So I'm like, I'm fine. But
yeah,
it was
are you? Because you brought it up immediately when I texted you.
You said, "What have you been through in your love life?" And I told you the things I went. I wasn't like, "Hi, Corinne." I got broken up.
I know.
Honestly, I thought you were sadder.
You liked me when I was sadder.
I thought we were going to catch you in the midst of the heartache because there's a lot of wisdom that you can gain, even though it feels like ass.
Well, Shane said, and I quote, "I'm mentally worse than ever."
Yeah, that's true.
But why?
I thought it was because of the breakup, but it's not.
No, I mean it's because of everything. Like I'm in a very I'm not that bad, first of all. But like I'm
that's not what you said.
Well, we don't know what he's worse than he's ever been personally. Yeah, we don't know how bad.
Like, I probably
I'm in this thing now. Like, I mean, we're all in our 30s or 40s now. Like, you know, like our group of comics.
Sure.
Some people are married and some people have the things that we thought we were going to get or wherever, you know, there's varying degrees of all kinds of life. And I'm like, well, my stuff's like good,
cool.
But it's not enough.
So what are the things that are like that you thought you would have by now that other people have?
That'd be nice.
Okay. That's a common one that I hear.
Yeah. My brother's not being ankle weights while I'm swimming in the ocean. Like, I feel like I'm dragging my family across the finish line sometimes. I don't know if you.
Why?
Oh, like your financially supporting them?
Yeah, just me and my brothers. Like, so I love them and they're good guys, but like, they're not contributing in a lot of ways I would like to see them contribute to our overall family. And nobody is married.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wait, do you have a family where everybody contributes to the family?
No, but in a way of like, we have some, since my mother's death and my father's death, like, we have some obligations that like we're all tied together on.
Oh.
And I'm like,
death really,
you said you were
going to
fix this shit and you haven't fixed it. And now like, and now you guys all have, like, you're in a better position than me because I haven't been pushing for my, like, these kind of things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I'm like, well, this would help me own a house. You know, like, this would help me do these things.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And so, like, and that's fine. Like, I'm doing fine. I'm probably going to buy a house anyway. So, like, it's, but it's one of those things that, like, I just would like to level up and have the tangible things as opposed, and, like, have somebody to share it with that I can actually stand the fucking side of. like, you
I'm
know,
an incredible lover.
Like, because you know, when you date, like when I was dating this last person, like, I mean, I adored her, but like, oh God, like,
it doesn't sound like it.
Just
sometimes
the things
the end
that you think, I mean, I'm sure you guys have tread this ground before, but like the things that you like enjoy about someone turn into things you fucking truly hate about
sure,
them.
Sure, of course.
Like, you guys, like,
yeah,
like we were long distance, but we were very serious and like, you know, seeing each other a lot. And then, she would be like, I liked saying goodnight to her because she would always go, she worked earlier and stuff. And like, and I'd be like, hey, I'm out at work, but I miss you. I adore you, blah, 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 all this kind of stuff.
Aww.
Yeah. And then, and then one night, like one night I left her a voice text and she was like, oh, I really love that. I was already asleep. So I just sent her a voice text, you know? And she was like, that made my day so much better. And then she was like, will you keep doing that? And I was like, yeah, sure. You know, and then eventually one night I forgot to do it. And she was like, where wasn't my voice? Shit like that.
It doesn't need to feel like an obligation. Right. It was something that you started organically because you felt it and you meant it.
Yes.
And then it just becomes like common. Like it's like, oh, it's, this, I brush my teeth. I wake up, I pee, I listen to my voice.
I like things to special things to be special.
Yeah. You know? I totally agree. I used to be like your ex in that way. And then it was shown to me that like when things just kind of pop up randomly, it's much better. It's just much like we'll have like characters we do. And it's like if somebody's like, do this character, you're like, no, I don't feel like it.
Yeah.
So don't ask me to do it. You shouldn't want me to do it when I don't feel like it.
Yeah.
So not doing character work tonight.
Do you do your characters like when you're apologizing? Like,
that would be awful. Like,
that would send me through
baby
the fuck.
Margaret wants to apologize for getting to drop off to Winchester.
A baby character is not in our...
I feel like I just got molested, Shane.
Oh, what if? What's your character? Give me your character.
Well, my character is Corinne, who doesn't do characters.
We know. Corinne tells the truth. She doesn't need any gimmicks.
My weapon is honesty. It's true. It hurts harder.
What do you want to talk about? What happened last night? It happens to a lot of guys. So you had a couple drinks. It's okay.
You sound like Adam Sandler. I'll do the one character where I'm like, hey, great job, dipshit. And I'll just talk. I'm like, you fucking idiot. And it's like I step into this character where I just fucking annihilate him verbally. And he's like, that's great. But there was one time where he was like, do that. And I'm like, no, you can't. And then he's the same way. If I'm like, do this character.
What's his character?
He's got a bunch. He's Irish. So he's very funny.
Oh, yeah.
He's very entertaining. But you can't.
Oh,
you...
I know him.
Colin Smith.
Yeah.
He plays on Monday at the Sully.
Yeah, I'll see him tonight, I think.
Yeah. I'll see you there.
Yeah.
But like,
I think he's from the same part of Ireland as my mom.
Malahide?
My mom
Dublin?
Is. No. Then he's further north. Yeah.
Oh, your mom's from Ireland?
My mom was from Ireland. Yeah.
Nice.
We buried her over there.
Oh.
Fun trip.
Mm.
Baby had to bury his mommy.
Well, when you put
he
it
cries
like that.
Every time he goes to Ireland or Notre Dame place.
Oh, my mommy died. So both your parents you lost.
Yeah. Yeah.
Damn. That's wild.
Yeah. It's interesting. But it's like, I don't want to be like, it's fine, but you learned how to do things. You know, like, it's pretty interesting to not have my favorite thing about it. I'm trying to find my favorite thing in it. Is that like if someone says they're disappointed in me, it truly does not work anymore.
Interesting.
Like I can still get in trouble with like the law, but my job is the job. We have all have the same career.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to get like in trouble with my boss.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm not like. You know, unless I like get drunk and hit a busload of nuns or something, like I'm not.
Yeah. You can't really.
So there's a freedom in. Like I don't want to feel that way. Like I don't want to have to be like a prick, but I think it's like nice to just be like, yeah, I got really. I'm not going to hear my mom's voice ever again, so I'm not going to need to like feel like I'm so disappointed in you, Shane.
Did you live under the anxiety of potentially disappointing your parents while they were alive?
I guess my mother, not my father. Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah. Like a little bit, I think. But more like I knew she wasn't disappointed, but like she was so worried all the time. So like because of the job and like.
Because of your job.
Yeah, that kind of stuff. But, you know, she got used to it. And then like at the end, before she died, I had like an established career to some degree.
That's nice.
Yeah. So she was like,
could worry a little less.
Yeah. Like, nice. She would try to give me money and I didn't need it. So I think that she was like, okay, I can go now.
It's so funny like when our parents like worry about us pursuing a career in the arts. Cause like, there's nothing to worry about. It's like, okay, what do you worry about? Like that your kid will fail and then we'll have to get another job. Like you can access the money.
Like, yeah. And it's like,
it's not.
You know, we're not in a caste system in India where like I can only like I'm only allowed to be like a ditch digger or whatever. You know,
like not like Alaskan fishermen where we're gonna die on the job. You know, I guess you could, but you can die anytime.
You die in the car. Like driving is more dangerous.
I would imagine as many comedians have overdosed on cocaine as fishermen have drowned. But
that's true.
I think it's like it's also one of those things like. The jobs I am qualified for, I will always be able to get. Because if I ever have to do them again, there's going to be somebody who's like in high school doing it. I've painted myself into a real corner. I know.
I love this.
It's just good. That's to punch my way out the whole time. It's an
unexpected perk of your parents dying. You don't have to live with the fear of the wrath of their disappointment.
Yes.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
I love that.
There are more downs than ups, but it's working.
So your baseline is pretty neutral, like in terms of like mental health, like
I'm at this point, like you guys do therapy.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Yes.
I stopped going.
I'm going to pause. I paused for a year.
You did?
Because I overdid it. I was like, I'm good.
I was like, when my mom died, I went to one like right away because I was like, I was like, I need to do this. And like, it didn't, it was fine. Like it was just nothing ever turned over.
Nothing ever
clicked for me. And I was like, I'm fucking. Sometimes I come here and I just cry to some like old lady.
That's why I stopped going at a certain point. I go, I'm not gonna, what am I just gonna sign on here and pay $150 to cry?
And I gotta go other, and like I'm like coming in from like to go to Columbus Circle to the one lady takes my insurance or whatever.
God, that's a long trek.
That kind of shit was like bumming me out. And I didn't really mind it at first, but I just didn't like. My problems weren't fixing any, I wasn't like, I was already identifying my problems and fixing them. Like it just was like trudging it, you know, and it wasn't on her really, but like I was expecting something that was not going to come through. And like now, so I stopped going and I've been out for a few years and I probably should go back, but I kind of at this point where like, I don't want to have the problems anymore, but if I can't solve them, I want to stop being upset by them at least.
I found that
therapy was really more or less just kicking the shit out of me with it. I wasn't getting the results I wanted. And maybe I had a few bad sessions with because I tried a few different people. I wasn't like, I didn't quit, you know,
It's like dating.
I
also feel like just for like death, upon review, I feel like a regular therapist isn't equipped to handle death unless they've had a lot of personal experience with it in the same way like that specifically a grief counselor would be equipped to deal with it. When I researched it more, I was like, I ended up getting through it like what I need to get through myself through my own independent research. But I was like, I think a grief counselor probably would have been a lot more helpful than a therapist. Yeah.
Because grief
especially
is its own
a therapist
thing, right?
My age with alive parents. Fuck, useless.
That's like, I get mad when I have friends who are like 10 years older than me that are comics and I find out their folks are still alive. I'm like, why am I getting fucked?
Yeah.
And I'm like, and then I feel like I shouldn't be complaining about it in my head. So I just.
Then you're on the wheel.
I definitely should go back to therapy is what Yeah.
So that breakup that happened a year ago, that's not, you're like cool with it?
We are not cool, but I am cool with it. Like,
what happened? What went down? Why did it end?
Okay.
You asked to do the show.
I did ask to do the show. I'm not sending that voice memo that one time. What?
You fucking asshole.
But it was, everything was like, the problems were things like, she would do this a lot and she is a good person. And I feel like sometimes she still looks at the shit I do. She's like,
I love when people come on and talk about their exes and they go, listen, not a bad person. I just can't stand the sight or the voice or anything about them. And I don't talk to them.
And yeah, and she's terribly needy. And I would try to make her do things. But like,
you would try to make her do things?
Like she was like a homebody and like we didn't live in the same place. So I'd be like, you need to get out because I can't. My life is out.
Yeah, that was just a soundbite that needed clarification for your own
wellness. Do things like
save your reputation.
I was like talk like a baby, but she would do this thing where like she would fuck up. So like I did plenty of wrong shit. So fine.
We'll get to that.
Soon. Yes, we will. But like she would do things where she like was in the wrong, and we would get over it, okay. Right? And we and I talk about it. Be like, this fucking upset me. I did not like it.
Mm-hmm, yeah,
you know, and then. She would be like, okay, I'm sorry. You know, she would admit that she was in the wrong. But then I would have to spend like days, sometimes weeks, like consoling her to make her feel
she
better.
We just talked about
and
that.
That's so selfish. Yeah.
Can't hate it. And I, she, like, she is a good person. Like, but like, that is that kind of shit. But like, I was like, you can't do this to me because I feel like I'm doing something wrong because you got upset about something that was, you were wrong about. Like, I can't, this is not going to work. And when we broke up, She gave me both barrels. Like she fucking unloaded on me.
Did she like grievances and stuff with you?
Yeah.
I love to listen to grievances.
I know her inner workings well, yeah. Unfortunately.
Like I do a bit in the new special I'm here promoting, The Blue Eyed Mexican, on YouTube, produced by Brooke Kreischer. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Out now. But it's doing well, but it could do better. By the way, when I came here, I was
Shane
like,
"Shane is one of my favorite stand-ups." Thank you. Definitely check it out.
You are so funny.
Thank you.
Fantastic
so much.
Fantastic joke. Right?
I got a dossier done, like a digital dossier done by my agency. Like they found like what my digital footprint was, and I was always like, I knew like my audience was fairly male, but it was 89%. Like overly, yeah, like overly male is what. Wow. She was heavily male. Is slightly, slightly more likely to be college educated than not.
Uh-huh.
And it was slightly. It was 51-49.
Like. Well, that's interesting, the male versus female, because what I was actually just going to add on to that, that like you are not this like kind of male comedian in quotes that we see so much of. And I think that you actually have a lot to offer to both men or women in an audience. Like to
I
me,
think I do, like, but I think I'm humor, exposed to feet. Like
your humor appeals to men and women alike.
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah. I feel like you have like emotion and vulnerability in your act that's lacking from a lot of male comedians.
Yes.
Acts that would really resonate with a female audience. Yes.
So that's
sure.
why we got you on this show.
Yeah. And that's, and thank you for having, I do. But like when I was coming here to do this, I was like, because I think women like my act, yeah, like more or less. You know, it's definitely a little more like guy focused in ways, but it's not but like unrelatable. Women can laugh at both. Yeah.
Women can also open themselves up to experiences of men.
Mm-hmm.
Something that men are not as great at.
That's where some of us are working on it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you.
We appreciate it.
We appreciate you so much. Yes. If you could do it faster.
Eat us out. If we could,
at our next big meeting.
Thank you.
You know, actually, in the chat for my special, there's a lot of good stuff in there if you guys.
I bet. I bet.
Yeah. But I talk about it in the special. It's like when she broke up with me, she said shit that was so mean. I knew she was thinking about it for a while.
I know exactly what you mean. Yeah.
That's an inherently female thing. But, like when they're mad. Like,
what
like,
was the need for that?
Like just to feel like you got him?
Yeah, because she was like.
Who broke up with who? She broke up
with me. I broke up with her.
That's why she
but.
Did. Oh, but you said but when she broke up with me.
When, like, when we, I meant to say when we broke up.
Oh.
But like, I broke up with her, but she fucking.
How very feminine of you.
Eviscerated me. Like, she called because she was like, she literally sent me a text like a week before. She sent me, this is me doing a little bit of the special, but she sent me a text and all it said was, I sent you an email.
Oh, God. That's not good.
Yeah.
Oh,
and that's God. Exactly that's what good. I said. And there's that's all this stuff in it. And,
no.
And I'm like, I need to take some time to think about this. And you go, and she's like, of course, you know, like you need to do that. Like, that's fair. You know, like I laid a lot. She was really good. But then like 3 days later, I go, hey, we should talk. And she was like, this sounds bad. And I go like, well, it is.
Yeah.
You know, like,
yeah.
And then she like instantly stopped being sweet and called me.
She switched
and just fucking eviscerated. Like, so she was going to be sweet if she got the answer she wanted, but she wasn't going to be mature. Like, yeah, that's so how
she got butt hurt.
Yeah. And she deserved.
Claws came
wait,
out.
The email was before or after you broke up with her?
The email was like, okay. Kind of like, here we are at the battle. Of,
Right.
This is the bender break.
We have to both figure out how we both want to proceed.
Yeah. And she just called.
And what she put on the table, you said no to.
Yes.
Correct.
Yes.
Women, not good at getting rejected.
No.
We need more practice.
Men aren't, no one is. I think we don't need to gender that. Men aren't great.
I don't know though. I've seen men get rejected in public, and I'm like, if I was that dude, I would fucking punch that chick.
But we just have less experience with it, like romantic rejection. So yeah. I think that's why we sometimes act very poorly when it is thrust upon us.
It's tough.
But she called and she just fucking.
What was some of the grievances she was?
She was like,
let's go through the hits.
You're, well. She said, you don't know how to love anyone, and I feel so...
Women, she goes,
I feel sorry for you.
Damn.
You don't know how to love.
I went quickly through my head.
And that was the nicest thing.
Yeah, I was like, I've definitely told someone they don't deserve love before. So
no, she didn't tell me I didn't deserve it. She told me I'm incapable.
Yeah, I
feel sorry for you that you can't. You should be able to do these things. At your age was a phrase that was used.
At your age, yeah. That's and a fun one to throw out.
She's a bit younger than me, but not. She was, this was a year and a half ago. So I was 38 and she was 29. So like
still 20s. Yeah. Cocky.
But,
cocky.
And
still
also 20s. Shelter. She was a little, she comes from a little bit of privilege.
Okay.
So,
I see.
But. She just fucking blasted
wow.
me. And I was, she was like, and how can you do this? How can you break up with me like this? And I go, thing I said, and this was 30 minutes of me taking a beating.
30 minutes?
I said barely anything. She just kept going and going. I was like, cause I knew logically where I knew she would be mad. Like when I made my decision, I knew what she was kind of going to do. But I was like, she's going to react. She's not a bad person.
Wow.
And I fucking cried over this. I talked to my buddies about it. I was like, this is going to suck.
It was a light decision.
And my buddy was like, you got to do this. It's like going to be awful.
Yeah.
And
we're proud of you, man. Very rarely do the breaking.
Yes.
I'm trying to do the thing that would like just be a man. Like it just like it doesn't.
Exactly.
Yeah. Like I'm just trying to. And it takes a while for everyone to learn how to be an adult.
You don't like is super manly.
Yeah.
Okay. I want to encourage it. I don't want.
No, yeah.
It's like it's easier.
If a man doesn't want to be with you,
I never want to be in a relationship where a guy doesn't want to be there.
People like want to be in
that, even though I'm butthurt.
People are in marriages their whole lives because they don't know how to like leave someone.
Yeah,
yeah, and it sucks.
Yeah,
and they're miserable.
They have kids together, yeah,
and it's like and so like me, like I did this, and then the only thing I said the whole time she was like, "How could you fucking break up with someone like this?" Which is, by the way, it's not like I took her to Paris and dumped her under the Eiffel Tower, like. You know, it was like, I tried to think
he
of it.
Just stamped her while she was like, eating a fucking
loser.
Baguette.
Like, I didn't like fucking pie face her or slap a drink out of her hand and walk out.
Yeah.
And then I go, and then I just screamed like, and I'm pretty even keeled.
Yeah. You see that.
You don't have to make excuses. You screamed and it's fine.
I screamed on the phone. I was like, if everybody knew how to break up with someone, this wouldn't be so goddamn hard.
Hmm.
And she just like was quiet and like a little bit of logic said, and she's like, I gotta go. Fuck you.
Yeah. She couldn't even handle it.
Then,
oh man.
Hour later,
oh no.
She texts me like maybe a novel's worth of like things I don't do right. And then the last thing
doesn't
is,
doesn't matter anymore, lady.
The last thing is, you can text or call me if you got it. I'm done. I don't want to hear anything else. And I was like, but if you have something you want to say, you can. So that's like her leaving her flag up for me to like come talk to
take
her.
Take the bait.
Yes. And then I was like, okay. I just wrote okay. I wrote okay. I'll talk to you when I'm ready to talk to you.
Okay, that's a good one. Yeah. That's a good one.
We have not talked at all. But then the next day she texts me. She goes, I hope you're doing okay. And I was like, I'm trying.
After I emotionally abused you.
I go, I hope you're doing okay too. And she goes, I'm not. And this was like the worst part. She goes, I'm not doing okay. And then I text back, I'm really sorry, but I'll talk to you when I can talk to you. Because like that was like, that was her move to like.
To manipulate you.
Yeah, to get me to come back. Because I tried to break up with her once before.
Yeah.
And we did go through a good patch after. So it wasn't like a waste of time. But, I mean, I guess it's all a waste of time to her.
That's the thing. I think women are sold this idea of relationships. And then paired with the rejection thing of like, we don't get rejected that often. We don't get dumped that often. And so all of that together is like the perfect storm of like a woman losing her shit. If she doesn't have a sense of self.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And she needs it. Like, she needs to be like, she needed a thing.
She needs to be humbled.
Well, she needed like me to be her thing. Like, that's the thing she was concerned with. Like, I have that like clear.
That what was, do you mean by that?
That was her most important thing in her life was me.
Like, yo, I have a stand-up comedian boyfriend. Was she one of those? My boyfriend's a stand-up comedian.
Yeah, he's pretty
famous. He opens
famous.
For Pat yeah. Oswalt.
No, he's, I mean, honestly,
Kreischer?
We see it all the time, though. He's pretty special.
He made people like Guy Fieri.
There's a part of me that's like, that's cool.
It is cool.
It is.
It is cool to it have a boyfriend cool. who's doing like, do, something. And, that's doing, cool.
No, and it's great to have.
I don't know what it's like.
I love, so sad. But like, that to me is an attractive thing I look for in a part. Like,
totally.
Yeah, like. I think that like people having shit going on is like really sexy. Like true. Yeah. And it doesn't mean like,
yes,
they don't have to fucking be riding on private jets with Jay-Z or a more current
but
rapper.
That'd be sick. But yeah.
Like, I love when people are like, she's only with you because you're successful and rich and doing amazing things. It's like, yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
That's pretty great.
They have a high standard. Yeah. Like they might actually like you too. Like, when people assault you with things like, they're only with you because you like you make money and you're successful and you do cool things. Like,
yeah, you're good.
Wow, do you not think,
why are you talking to me then? Because like I'm a
right.
Sounds like
right.
It's the only thing you want to do with me. Too.
True.
Like, right. I'm a nice person.
Also, yeah. Too, like mm-hmm. That. You know those caveman instincts of like, you know, men, straight men like big breasts because you know deep down instinctually that tells them that you could feed a baby when you have a baby.
Or I think like, we're like, away from that
totally.
A bit.
But I think a woman having a career is like, or a guy or a girl. A partner having a lot going on for them, you envision your future of like, yo,
yes,
that's a fun ass future.
Yeah.
Motorboating future.
Yeah.
That's the future I want to be a part of. Yeah.
But that's true. Like, and they don't even really, what they have to do is be attempting things and doing, like, even yeah. If it's not like they're not killing it, like where they right. Want to be.
But if they're going
if they're not
somewhere,
sitting
that's
on their
a big
ass,
one too. I don't like. I'll be with there with for you if you fail, but you have to make big moves, make big attempts. I
yeah,
don't care.
And a big attempt can be like,
yeah,
it doesn't have to be like the sexiest professional thing or of the course. Sexiest yes. Like. But you need to be contributing and really trying to do something that makes yeah. You happy in this world because we're
I love a niche interest. Yeah. Love a niche interest or like a niche career, and you're like, fuck, there has to be a person.
I like
who does
learning
that.
Something about somebody.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, because
yes.
When people make big attempts, that to me says they see greatness or the potential for greatness within themselves,
yes.
Which is
yes.
Extremely important to me.
And that yeah.
It's like how can I see potential in you when you can't see potential in you? Mm-hmm. And so many people expect their partner to fucking mine this potential out of them. And it's like,
it's
no,
like,
I will support the potential. I'm not gonna fucking mine it yeah. Out of you though.
It is also okay when you are 17. Or 18 to like be like, this person is going to make me happy. You're dumb and you still
oh,
have
yeah,
an idea of
yeah,
like
yeah, yeah.
To be like, this is not
no,
like,
we're big kids.
But and yes, and that's the thing, it's like, I'm not fucking pulling you all the way across the finish line. I just
yeah.
Can't do it.
Yeah,
you know, like
that's not fun.
You know, like I will do it if you are trying to do it yourself.
Yeah.
Like, but that shit's fucking exhausting, man. Like,
man.
And like if you're a career, like you guys are obviously talented, career-minded women who have done well, like. That's like, I don't know why it's hard for men to handle that in
it's
a relationship. It truly, because
yeah.
I like, if I was dating one of you and you're like, I got all my own shit tonight, I'd be like, fucking cool, go do it. Like,
right.
I will do my shit. Like,
yeah.
And we'll find a time.
But you're
like,
saying that as a man who has a lot going for himself and is like doing cool shit. So I wonder if it's the man's insecurity of them not being where they want to be that just makes them a bitter bitch.
Yeah, or woman.
Yeah.
Yeah, like
yeah.
Either side
any
of it.
Partner, yeah.
But like realistically, women definitely do that. If you were dating another comedian and like she had like been in the game less long than you and then gets a Netflix special and then you don't have yep. A Netflix special, like how are you feeling about that?
She just used her tits to get on Netflix.
Yeah, well like as long as they're not funnier than me, I'll be fine. Like they can be more successful, but as
yeah,
long as they're not.
So okay, so you wouldn't
yeah,
date someone funnier
comic.
Than you?
Well, like I don't know if there is anyone.
Okay, Todd Barry.
Yeah. I'm definitely moving in that direction, by the way.
That's so funny.
No, I mean, of course I would.
Yeah.
I really would.
Well,
I think.
Every, you can't
but
compare
I mean, that would be, and that I'm not, that would be an adjustment.
True. Yeah.
Like, if somebody was a funnier person than me and a more successful person in the same field as me.
Yeah, that's tough.
I'm not saying that wouldn't come with its own challenges.
Right.
Sure.
But, I think it's doable. I think I'm a sensible enough person to figure it out if I love them that much.
It's,
but if not,
yeah.
We're probably going to break up, but it's not going to be like, it doesn't mean it's a failure completely as a relationship.
No, I know. I feel mm-hmm. Like we got a little cheated by this idea that a relationship not working is a failure. It's like, well, all it's of them don't work.
Yeah.
None like, of them work. And then one does and then you die.
Yeah.
So and it's okay. And
you should put that on like an anniversary card.
Yeah, I agree.
But I think it's like I look at like a lot of relationships I've had as successes. Like I learned a lot.
Sure.
But,
which is the success, learning.
Yeah, I think so.
And you know, enjoying your time together.
And like most of my exes still, most of my serious ones, a few of them I still talk to. And then like one or two I know I'm fine. I just don't talk to them.
Yeah.
And then this one is probably the only one that will never like talk to me again.
Being butthurt is hell hath no fury like a woman scorned.
Yeah. I mean, wonder if I'll see her some places.
I think she'll talk to you when she's older.
Yeah.
I think
29 is young still.
Well, she did also. So I found out later I went to New Orleans and she was texting my buddy there like pretty quickly after.
And he chopped it off at 19.
But he chopped it off. Like, I don't know how quickly
that's
after.
That's just
obviously.
To hurt your feelings,
yeah.
Shane.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Yeah. She
I
sounds
know
great.
Move. She's
she
obsessed. Sounds, she's,
no, no,
she's
no.
Still
I'm not saying
you.
She's great. I'm saying I think she'll reach out when she matures a little bit. Yeah. But I'm like, that move is like, that's
I had a 3-year relationship off of Petty because my boyfriend cheated on him. And I'm like, I'm going to date one of your bandmates. And I just introduced myself on MySpace and we dated for 3 years. He's actually very lovely.
That's Petty 101.
What happened to that guy?
He's lovely. He lives in California as a musician. This was ages ago, but I'm like, he's a great guy. He happened to be a great guy, but Petty is I can fall in love with somebody if the jetpack behind me is Petty.
Yeah.
It's fucked up. I know. It's not.
That's
I'm not proud of it.
Insane.
I know. I'm not proud of it. But women, you know, we're not gonna physically take you down, but we will emotionally take you down, Shane. If you piss us off enough.
That's I definitely have hit up friends of exes just to piss them off for sure.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
When the person
that's an advantage you guys ladies have over like
guys not everybody wants to fuck guys.
Yes.
Everyone wants to fuck women. No, that's not true. After I broke up with an ex, there was a couple female comedians who didn't like me tried to fuck my ex and hit him up immediately.
No, that's not what I'm saying.
Yeah.
The point I'm trying to make is like, if I'm dating you, and then
you do something shitty, he's not going to be like,
I break up with
Christina.
You. Yes, like.
Because I'll be like bitch,
guys,
no, I'll
guys
put you
won't,
on blast.
Guys won't try guys that because will. I feel like you're the, like the.
You think
there's a sisterhood or whatever. I don't have a
girls
right.
Girls tell each other shit.
Yeah, like your uterine wall or whatever. I mean, yeah.
I can see why you're having trouble with the women's stats.
Yes.
Do you know we have our period every time we get mad? Every time a man pisses us off, we bleed.
We start bleeding.
Yeah. It's on. You do it on command, really, if you train yourself.
Yeah, well, I can't wait. And then I pissed off like three ladies had their period on the subway here. Then I hit them with my backpack when I walked out. No,
you've
yeah.
never done anything petty like that? Like, has a girl
I
ever
don't
hurt
know.
You? Has a woman ever
yeah,
hurt
of course,
you?
Yeah,
like, what's
course.
The shittiest
has
thing
a woman ever hurt you?
Has a woman ever done it? Like, what's the shittiest thing a woman's done to you? Like, men are capable of some shit, man. So are women. I'm wondering.
I don't know what, like, the shit. I don't know how much score I keep with that stuff. I mean, I definitely
that's
have
good,
memories of it. But, like, I'm sure, like, I don't know. Like, one time, like after my dad died, I had dated this woman like right after, which was like, I put my grief in the relationship and that's on me. And this is one of the women I'm still actually friends with. She does my website, does a good job. Check it out. You can get the link to the special there, the Blue Eyed Mexican on Birdshoot.
Blue Eyed Mexican, it's
yeah,
called?
Yeah.
Produced by Bird Kreischer on YouTube.
Yeah, thank you. So
hell
I just
yeah.
want to make sure we're getting this in. I need this. To
we do a huge plug at the end. Don't worry
do
about
you?
It.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You've done the show before.
And we'll do a plug at the intro.
But it was
too.
Like 3 years ago.
I know.
So, yeah.
We'll do it.
But we broke up. I had this like event that was like my thing in Portland when I still lived there that she had nothing to do with. And it was like 5 days later and she just showed up to the event because she was part of something. Like, and it wasn't like the meanest thing, but it was like, I was like, this is fucking inconsiderate.
Yeah.
Like you don't need to be here.
Yeah.
There's nothing for like,
yeah.
I'm not excluding you from anything in our community.
Right,
like
right.
This is just,
you go
have
your,
the good
you
sense to be the fuck out of here for
you
a little
with a bunch of dicks on your face. She totally, see, that would have been petty.
But
she
it was also, you know, like also like, I think I, that being said, I, did not handle that breakup well for like a while. So
really,
yeah, I wasn't like yelling at her. I wasn't a psycho or anything, but I was just like sad
because
I was like drunk and like hadn't really put my dad's death to bed.
Yeah.
Totally. And then I kind of I don't want to say took it out on her, but I didn't make it easy on her to be around me and my friends. And she was part of the community.
Yeah.
But
that happens, though.
That was like 13 years ago. So
yeah, you react how you react.
Yeah. So it was like, not to make excuses for it. Like, I apologized immensely for it. But like, that's kind of the shit. Like, petty moves are just shit. Like,
yeah. Sometimes they feel good, though. But yeah.
Yeah. Like,
when someone screws you over, you're like,
oh, it's like, I wish I, sometimes I just want to yell things at people that are upsetting me. And call them every word I'm not allowed to say. Because I feel like that'll be the only thing that makes me feel better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then it makes you feel worse.
Yeah. But the release feels good.
It's a nice release. Yeah, because it's like, where do you put those feelings? What, are you going to just go jerk off? It's not going to cut it every time. Like, sometimes you're in line. You know, you can't do that.
I guess I have to go jog. Yeah, like, ugh. The worst.
So are you dating?
I don't know what I'm doing anymore with these people.
Are you on apps?
No.
Okay.
I don't, like, they're not favorable.
Right.
Yeah. They're not,
They're weird.
Yeah. Well, not, like, I don't know. Like,
when you're a comic, I feel like if you're a male comic, just meeting an audience member is much easier.
I don't pull women like that. That's not a thing I do.
Yeah, but women will come up to you, I imagine.
Yeah.
Women are bold now because they listen to guys.
They're not as bold. They're not as bold. Like, I think they're bolder with certain people. But
you strike me as a man that a woman can be bold with. I don't know, like,
why I agree with that.
Give me an example.
Like,
I want to
flirt with you aggressively if I've never met you before and I wanted to flirt with you, I would just feel very comfortable doing it.
I would come up to you after a show and be like, "Yeah, you want to fuck? Yeah, yeah."
You would just say that to someone like me
because you're not a piece. You're not trash. Yeah. You're not a trash man.
I come off that way. You think I come off that way? You guys have known me for 10 years, probably.
Yeah.
You think I come off that way as a performer to these women?
Yes. I've seen your act many times.
Yeah.
Amazing.
I feel comfortable doing it. Yes.
That's wild because
women
in my mind.
Tell.
Why? So, how do you think you come off?
Because I'm I used to be a fat kid. I'm still a big dude. Like, there's like self.
No one cares about fat, though.
Yes, they do.
No, okay, so I don't want to say no one cares about it, but
women
really
don't. I don't think.
I think a lot of women like fat guys.
Yeah.
Yeah. And like, I'm not the biggest fucking blimp in the world or anything, you know, but like, and then some of it's attractive, you know, like to some people, but it is just like,
it feels manly.
When women are hitting on me that aggressively, I almost feel like I'm being punked.
Men say that all the time.
My ex-boyfriend thought that, and I was like, another comic had to say to him, like Nate McIntosh had to be like, "She's hitting on you.
How much clearer
does she need to make this?"
And it made no sense.
I was like, why would you think that? This is not a funny joke. I literally tell jokes professionally. This isn't funny. Why would this be a punk?
I don't know. But like, it's like, that's where it,
you think
it, that is in there.
Like, just,
what?
You think we're that mean spirited?
No, but I also
watch,
like,
me hit on Shane.
Yeah, we would never.
You guys ever see something hilarious?
Hold my beard.
I'm going to tell this comedian I want to fuck him. Guess what?
I'm going to touch Shane's leg. See how quick he starts to sweat.
Yeah, no. A woman wouldn't fuck with you.
Well, no, but it's like.
No.
But like, I have been.
You are not an enemy to women.
No, I don't think so. You know, like, not that I know of.
You're not.
But there is a point where, like, when you're that guy, you are like friend zoned so often. And then some things, you know, like, women will do this to men. And I don't know if they do it to all men. And men definitely do it to women too. But I think it happens the other way more, where you like go to them for like, affection on tap and an emotional, like, when things
are
not.
Women do that with their guy friends all the time.
Yeah.
It's
and
great.
It's fucking don't boyfriend. If you want me to be your boyfriend, you know, I'll date you or I'll be your boy. But like, that shit has happened so much. So if you are hitting on me in a bar after a show or flirting, in my mind, it's like, well, you need to be like remarkably clear.
Yeah.
Like, as opposed to like, as opposed to just, you know, with a stranger, it's different. Like, obviously.
You think some people could just be doing it because they need some attention at that moment?
Yes, 100%.
I see what you're saying.
I get that. And as a woman.
Men do that all the time.
Yes.
Though.
Yeah. I'm not, but yeah.
It is
it
fun
has been
to get
done
attention
for an enormous amount to me. Like, I know
because
that.
Because you're being too nice.
Yeah.
And there you go. We agree on this.
Yeah.
So stop being so fucking nice.
All right. Seems you like fucking asshole.
There you go. Seems like an easily solvable problem, Shane.
Well, it's not easy for me to not be nice. Like, I'm fucking South.
All right. Well, that wasn't nice. I just can't not be nice.
I'm a Southern gentleman.
Okay. It's not in your nature.
No, it's not. I don't think. But
no, right?
But I also, I'm trying to learn how to, you know, you know, we're all trying to grow however we need to
set some boundaries.
Yeah. But like that shit sucks, you know, like,
yeah, right.
So
right,
if like, you know, we see each other through work, right? So like I automatically assume like if one of you texts me or we talk or something, it's like it's work for a work thing. Yeah. Which sure. is fine. Whatever. But if then,
sorry, we didn't get any you up text sent to your
I'll
Shane.
Text you later.
Yeah.
We'll text you later.
I truly hope both of you text me a you up text.
I'm just going to send you a picture of my vaginal lip.
Thrill me. And I'll be like, yeah. And be like, do you think Brian likes me? It could be the next thing. But it's like it fucks with you, you know? Mm-hmm. So I don't know what to do, you know? Like,
you do have that. I meant what I said about the bold, like a woman can be bold with you. But I also see. I could see there's a couple guys in my life. I don't do it too much, but I'm like, sometimes I'm like, I want attention and I flirt with them. I see. And I could see you having that archetype to you.
Yeah.
Women can read
you're sharp.
A man.
You guys are emotionally
instantly.
You guys have like across the board, I think I have better emotional intelligence reading than women do than men.
Yeah.
But like I do these things like, so I was dating this gal and then we broke up. Because she's very pretty, but she kind of ended up being like wishy-washy. And I just was like, hey, we're not doing this anymore.
Wishy-washy towards you?
Yeah. And I was like, I'm not doing this. Mm-hmm. And she was like, what are you talking about? And I was like, you're like very hot and cold. And like sometimes it's nice. Like, it just suits you. So I'm like, I'm done. And she couldn't.
Because you have a backbone.
Yeah. Because she couldn't. And she also.
Hot and it didn't,
she couldn't believe it. Yeah. Like,
hot girls, when you were rejected a hot girl, they're
best
like,
best feeling I've ever
yeah,
had.
I can't. Yeah, error. Yeah, there's like a coding error in their eyes.
It was truly like watching when TVs used to turn off and they like, like she couldn't, she was like bawling her eyes out.
Oh no.
Yeah, and I was like, oh. And then she was like, all right, I want to.
That was good for her though. She needed that.
Then when I was like leaving town, she was like, did you make it to the airport yet? Did you land? I never heard like that kind of shit. And I was like,
play you like a film.
Yeah. And then I was like, yeah, everything's fine. And I was like, you seem like you got a lot more you want to say because you're still texting me.
I like the way you converse.
And I was like, so here's what I'm going to do. I was like, I'm going to give you a week. If I don't hear from you, I'll text you because you do seem like you have more you want to say. So think about what you want to say. And
very sexy and very impressive.
And she,
these boundaries mean her what?
Yes.
And she just goes, okay. And then she texts me and she was like, oh, it was a really great time, but I think something happened. And I was like, what happened? You know, like we all know, like you like, you got like disinterested, which is like fine, but I'm not
here for that.
Yeah. And you were also like dating someone else, which is also fine.
Yeah.
You're very logical. Even though you asked me not to date other people, which was a little shitty.
That's crazy. Yeah. That's hot girl logic.
Yeah. And I let her, cause she thought she really does think I'm lucky to date her, which I was, but she also is lucky to date me. Like, that's
exactly
how I feel about
and
it. Like,
you can
kick that shit down the fucking road. I'm not doing that. And that's also something you learn. As you get older.
Yeah, right. Both parties should feel lucky to be dating the other party always.
Yeah, and so like, and that, so I just don't, and that's happened, you know, like, and whenever I got something going on, she'll reach out a little bit. And this happens with other women too.
Man, rejecting so I like, hot girls.
It's like some of them I
so
think,
fun. Sounds so
some
fun.
Some of them I think are good and like, don't mean to be like that.
Yeah.
You know, like, and are just like, happy for me because there's some part of them still loves me and cares about me.
Yeah.
You know, like
you need to run a tighter ship is what this is revealing.
You think so?
And you're really, yes.
When you say a tighter
we're gonna
ship,
make you over Shane.
You're
that'd be that might help. I wore a collared shirt for you guys. It's like a better. It's a
no,
better,
that the button up the way yeah. you the way it's you dress. There's nothing wrong with that. No, it's a yeah,
it's a nice shirt.
It's I feel like you're
a painting of Rocky Balboa fighting
nice.
Apollo Creed.
Yeah, you're just
that's awesome.
You're too nice, and you let people get away with too much until it's too late. I think. Yeah.
But I will say the boundary you put on with that hot girl that you were like, "Hey, you're being wishy washy. I'm out." She's like, "Whoa!"
If you said that earlier, it can be before you've been pushed out of the relationship emotionally.
She's got all.
So
the
how do you do it? Earlier on and not come off like a, because it just seemed like a timing
prick.
Thing. Yeah.
But
I go to be like, we've been dating for 2 weeks and you haven't
worked. Yeah. Time to hang out.
Yeah.
You know, like don't text her back. Like kind of like play hard to get a little bit. Because guys don't play
you
hard to get
to,
with hot
though.
Girls.
You have to.
I have a friend who's like gorgeous and I watch the men just like fucking line up and just, like, oh, I'll do anything you want. And you're like, ugh, gross. That's so boring.
Yeah.
The ones that catch her interest are like, hey, you know, maybe I'm around next week. I don't know. And she's like, whoa, what the fuck?
Yeah. Presents a bit of a challenge. And like the thing is that shouldn't be hard for you. You really do have things
you're
going
busy.
On.
Yeah. I'm not too worried about it, but it is like, on an app, this is how we got here.
It's hard on an app.
Is it also, you know, like, I think I'm good looking, but I'm also not, I'm like, you know, I don't look like, whoever that's a hot piece of ass right now. But like, I don't think about
the hot guy here.
But I also like, you know, like I have this, like I got the beard and the long hair and I look like, you know, like whatever.
You're funny and
I'm a type.
For sure. You're a type.
You know, and then like those apps are not good for that. So I don't fuck with those.
Totally.
Like it's really hard. And also a bigger guy on an app does not get a lot of swipes, even if they are. It's true.
Well, that's kind of just what I'm saying. I feel like app, you're going to get someone lower than you deserve. And I feel like if you just, I feel like it's like, you're a comedian who's like really funny and doing well, like use that to get a higher caliber woman.
Yeah, but it's going well and it's like, I'm doing very well, but like it's,
good to hear,
you know, I get weird about it. Like I get weird about how you represent yourself, you know, cause I try to be pretty candid. I think, I think I'm okay at it. So sometimes
you need to
I don't want people to be like, well, he only makes six figures, but it's low six, you know, like, or whatever, you know, like.
You don't know how to know exactly how much money you make. I don't know what it looks like.
Yeah, well.
You have a special produce. How much money do you make? Sure, that's cool. And wait, that's enough.
And your special is out now to view on YouTube.
Yeah.
It's called Blue Eyed Mexican.
Yeah. Yes, the Blue-Eyed Mexican.
The
Bert thought, I wanted it to be Googleable. So,
yeah.
So Bert thought of that and I was like, let's do that because I'm going to call it something like.
And it lets people like know how diverse you and how inclusive Bert is.
Yes. You think that's what it is?
Yeah, I think it's Bert helping Bert, actually. We're on to you, Bert.
Yes. Oh,
we
be fucking nice.
Know. No, we love Bert. No, actually, we love him.
Since this is like a lady, Leanne, his wife, produced it, really.
Leanne is the fucking best.
Did you guys, like, done her pod and all that kind of stuff?
No, she's a podcast.
It's fucking so great.
She's wonderful.
She's so cute.
She's the best. And she's a
Her driving Tom Segura's car online the other day. It was so
What kind of car does he have?
Like a really nice, I don't know about cars. It was like a sick, like, blue sports car, low to the ground. Yeah, like you can hit,
it doesn't have a pedal. It's got like switches on the steering wheels and stuff. Yeah.
Oh,
so you can switch gears really fast and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was pretty neat.
Yeah, but like,
she came back amped from that drive.
Yeah, but she's a fucking cheese. They both produced it, but like Leanne really punched it across the finish line.
Nice.
It was really sweet.
I loved her.
She's the best. Like,
woman
still,
produced special.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah, but she fucking.
And then Burp put his name on it. Okay, we see you, Burp.
Yeah,
but I feel like Leanne put the heart in there and Burp has a lot of weight these days.
It does, and like her name is all over the special, and so is Burp.
She's lovely.
Burt knows I love him.
And
Leanne knows I love Burt, which is she's been very cool about.
Oh, really?
I used to go on podcasts when I was like a couple years ago and be like, I have a crush on Burt. And I was like, I know he has a wife, sorry. But like, she's like, just chill about it. Also, I think it's fine to say that you have a crush on someone as long as you just like don't act on it if they're married.
No, crushes are fine.
Yeah.
I think it's, it depends.
Yeah.
On who it's with. Too.
Sometimes crushes.
Because sometimes you have a crush on someone and they're like, I have a crush on you too. And you're like
oh,
well,
no.
This is.
I just now like
this
the
is
one
like an almost thing. Perfect shower tone. Like, it just.
What?
Feels, like, oh. Well, like.
I know.
That, when someone is unavailable and you have a crush on them and then you find out they have a little crush on you, that is like, that's almost like getting into a hotel shower and you're like, this is the perfect temperature already.
Right,
like,
right.
Let's
right.
do something disgusting in here.
Yeah. Let's do ass stuff.
Yeah.
For sure.
My crush is not like that.
No, she's nice.
Stuff.
She's really nice.
She's the best. I love her.
I was talking about you, actually. You're very nice too.
Oh, no. I was like, I love Leanne.
Where were we? Sorry.
Well, crushes. Well, we're going to wrap.
We're plugging and wrapping.
Yeah, we're plugging and wrapping. This time it went by so fast because it was a lovely conversation.
It was good.
So the special, The Blue-Eyed Mexican on YouTube. And follow you. I want people to follow you online so they could see your tour dates because you are so fucking funny. So enjoyable. Every time I'm on a show with you, I have to watch you. Like, which we're not on a lot of shows together, but like
we're always. I see you like you are on. Or I am on, like, we are literally like, I'm like, thank you so much for switching spots.
And you're like,
I have to go to Gotham. I see you.
Yeah.
And then I don't see Corinne much. I guess she's just not putting in the work.
I saw you. There was a while when we were on shows.
I'm kidding.
So constantly. They were all bad. Remember? We had this run of shows where we were doing tons of bad shows together.
I did well.
No, the show was bad. That's not true. Literally a lot.
I do not remember that.
We were jinxing each other.
I'm trying to get people to watch my special. No. I don't want to hear about how I was on bad shows.
The first time I saw you was opening for Pat
You're reading too much into it. They don't know comedy like that.
When Patton Oswalt filmed his special after his wife had passed away.
Were you there in Chicago?
Yeah. No, in Austin. Was it in Austin or Chicago?
It was in Chicago.
I think you were there too. We were there for a festival or something.
That wasn't his special. He was just doing, he was performing.
He taped that night. He did.
Yeah.
It was part of the Onion Festival and we did that
weird show
in the fancy Virgin Hotel.
Yeah.
Then why are we saying it was Chicago? Because it definitely wasn't Chicago.
It was 100% Chicago because that's where his wife was from. That's why he shot it there.
So then it wasn't the special that we saw because it was. I was in Texas with Christina with the show she's referencing.
Well, then you saw me.
That's what I'm saying.
When he shot a special, he shot it at the Athenaeum in Chicago.
Okay, so maybe you saw him
shoot something else and I was there.
I don't know if it was being shot though. So maybe he just performed his hour in Austin. Either way, that's the first time I saw you. You did like 20 minutes or half hour and it was just, I was like, who the fuck is this guy? Like your joke writing is so good. So
thank
you. Seriously, guys, go watch his special. If you're not, you're missing out.
Thank you. It's ShaneIsAComedian.com, Shane Torres on all the platforms. I don't know. It might not be that on
Torres.
TikTok.
You said it like Torres. So T O R R E S.
These bitches are like T A U.
They're thinking astrology right now.
I'm a Latin.
I know how they work.
T O R R E S.
Yes.
Shane Torres, the Blue Eyed Mexican. I got a podcast with Kyle Kinane called No Accounting for Taste. It's very. I can see why my audience is skewing so heavily male. Like when I think about like who produces my specials and who I hang out with.
But
I made something and I'm very proud of it. And there's a lot of different kinds of people who did a lot of different kinds of work. So I think if people watch it, they'll like it. I think I did something pretty good. It's a little different. It looks different.
Nice.
And it's a shot at a cool little indie rock club. So
there you go.
Yeah.
We love that.
Genuine.
Yeah, like I try. Women like that. You can tell because I can't look at the camera when I'm talking about myself.
It's all good.
Perfect. Yeah.
All right. Thank you so much, Shane, for being on the show.
Thanks for having me.
Appreciate you.
It's nice to see you all both.
Check out Blue Eyed Mexican on YouTube. This has been Guys We Fucked, the anti-slut shaming podcast. We'll talk to you next Friday. Bye.
Guys We Fucked is presented by Luminary, created and hosted by Corinne Fisher and Christina Hutchinson. Editing and music coordination by Mike Coscarelli. Theme song by Rob Patterson and Jake Kozen.
Suck my wet ass pussy.
Christina said to cut that before, but now it's in there.
Yeah, let's keep it. Who cares?
This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.